The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
We have a birthday, Mike.
Britney Spears?
No, Christina Aguilera.
Isn't that Britney Spears?
Yes, I'm playing with you.
I wouldn't know the difference. I took a wild guess. Well, happy birthday, Britney. She's liberated now, right?
She is 41 and liberated. You go. So,
well, that could be my theme song
Friday.
Today. Happy Friday.
What are you liberated from?
Oops, I did it again. Oh. I went back. Here's my second medical crisis of the week. Now, earlier in the week, you ready for another one? Let me ask you, old man to old man.
Okay.
Boomer to boomer.
Yeah.
Have you or Lisa gotten your shingles shot yet?
Yes, I'm all about the shingles shot.
Okay,
which so is just I get fun a, to say.
I get a shingle shot. Okay, it's both fired. We don't say that slowly.
Shot.
And I say to the doctor, I said, well, are there any side effects? I said, you know. And first of all the vax people are coming out of the woodwork. I called a friend of mine. He goes, you shouldn't be getting any vaccines. You're going to die. You're going to have blood. It'll be Al Roker. You know, Al Roker's got all these blood clots. And they're saying, well, they're people that are anti-vax. Like the shingles vaccine.
So wait a minute. So are suspicions over, or anybody's suspicions over hesitancy about the COVID vaccine now extends to every vaccine for everything, even the ones that
yes.
they're around for?
Okay.
All right.
Yes. Three people I spoke to, one of whom you know quite well, last night. Oh, we don't. You know who he is. I'm not going to mention any names, Tom Tradup. I can't believe you got a vaccine. You got the shingles vaccine. And sure enough, I go home last night and I feel like crap.
I'm sorry.
I mean, did you feel okay after you had it?
No, I was fine. My arm was sore for a day, but it was
the
fine.
The nurse put the shot in. I almost screamed like a 12-year-old. It hurt.
Uh-oh.
It hurt. Uh-oh. And then I get home. I'm thinking, okay, well, it hurt. All right. My arm is sore.
But then what?
Then last night, I'm starting to feel kind of washed out. I feel a little headachy. I was going into the light. I mean, it was touch and go. I mean, my medical, and I talked to one of my sons, and he said, Dad, you are a hypochondriac. I said, well, there's that.
I shouldn't have
gotten it. I'm traveling today.
I'm going to
New York.
Okay, first of all, I don't anything that is going to have any kind of side effect. I mean, I went and got the flu shot, too. I hope that's okay.
All right.
But I wouldn't do that a day before, you know, hopping on a plane somewhere. But I'll tell
that's
you what
that, I shouldn't have done.
Right. It's all a matter of timing. But I'll tell you from testimony I've heard, and maybe you have as well, if there's one thing you don't want, it's shingles itself. It is
which
apparently
is what, which
a
is why
beast.
The doctor told me to get it. He told me because I just treated two patients that have shingles. They thought they had bed bugs and bites and stuff. I mean, I guess it's like a rash. This awful. I thought, well, and that's so he talked. He scared me into taking it. Now here I still don't feel. I'm not right now. I'm telling you right now. I'm not 100%.
When are you on the plane to New York?
Oh, a couple hours. An hour. You know, I'm out the door. Well, but I wouldn't miss tomorrow. Now, let me geek out on you in the theater world. You geek out about NASA, and you geek out about Def
That's
Leppard's
right.
Christmas carols.
That's...
But let me give you...
Tactical, all right.
Let me give you mine. Let me give you mine.
There, okay, ready.
Tomorrow, the Alvin Jacobs Theater, I'm seeing Lea Michele play Fanny Bryce in Funny Girl on Broadway. Now... I'll have a review for you Monday because I hear she stops the show.
Biden could resign, and Mike will tell
I don't
about
care.
Lea Michele in Funny
don't
Girl
bother
on
me.
Monday.
Don't bother me when I'm at the theater Saturday to see Funny Girl. This was the first show I did, professional show I did at Lyric Stage, this wonderful gem in Dallas. They work now out of the Majestic Theater, and they're about to do, they got some great shows coming up. I think they're doing Tarzan and Aida. But my first show, shortly after my Denise died, a local actress named Julie Johnson, who's a big, big, talented, she's been on Broadway and toured and everything, she said that she was over with our mutual friend Sally Struthers. And Julie says, why don't you go audition for you love theater, you're, you know, kind of a part-time actor, go audition at Lyric Stage. They do amazing work. I got cast as Tom Keeney, the grumpy theater manager that Fanny Bryce has to interact with a little bit. It's a very small part in Funny Girl. And it was, they had like a 40-piece orchestra. And this show, I mean.
People who need
to. Don't rain on my parade. I mean, it's such a. And it made Barbara Streisand a star. Yeah. I mean, this was her show. Like, I think it was 1963. And they've never revived it on Broadway. Well, they have now. This Lea Michele, who's from TV's Glee. I heard she gets 4 to 5 standing ovations during the show. People are standing, and that doesn't happen in a show. So anyway, I'm going tomorrow, and then here's the best part of all. I'm going to put together a New York Angel Tree Christmas campaign.
You floated this yesterday, and we even, like, during our respective shows, wondered how this ought to go. Have you reached a concrete decision on what
it's
you're going to float before people
The show is going to be, I've got 2 tickets, great seats. They're like house seats, best seats in the house.
Right.
In 2 weeks, it's like a weeknight. At the theater, I'm going to offer the seats. I'm going to offer dinner with moi. I'm going to offer my fellowship and friendship and appreciation for a big donor, $25,000 tax deductible. That's 1,000 kids to sponsor.
Worth every dime.
Oh, I don't know if anybody will do it, but we'll see. I'm going to give it a shot.
Somebody will do it in the next 10 minutes, maybe.
And, you know, this is a Christmas tradition at Team Gallagher. My Denise had something called preacher cookies. Every Christmas time, she made preacher cookies for me and the boys.
What's a preacher?
Preacher cookies are bakeless oatmeal chocolate. Oh, I mean, if heaven doesn't have them, I don't want to go. Now, I admit, with the 50 pounds of weight loss, I don't think Rhonda and I can belly up to the preacher cookie bar.
More for the rest of us.
For
the rest of us.
But I've got the recipe, and here's what I need today. I've got over like 2,200 kids, I think, sponsored so far. My goal is 7,800. Yes. $25 sends a kid a Christmas present at Christmas from their mom or dad incarcerated. These are from a parent in jail.
Yep.
The kid gets a present, they get a Bible, and they get a personalized message from the kid. So the preacher cookie recipe, we've got it posted on my website. Better yet, if you want my Denise's preacher cookie, the fabled preacher cookie recipe, if you text the keyword Denise to 800-655-MIKE, we'll send you back the recipe with my Denise's picture, the biggest smile that lit up a room. I miss her every day of every week. And we also have the link on there for the Angel Tree. Let me tell you something, Mark. We do these campaigns on the Mike Gallagher Show in honor of Denise. She's the one who told me years ago, instead of just blithering about issues on the air, why don't you take your audience and do some good for people? And that's how we sort of launched a lot of these efforts. And I do it with my Denise in my heart. So if you want to honor my wife, text the keyword Denise to 800-655-MIKE. We'll send you back the recipe for the preacher cookie and the link to make a donation. If I can get 400 people around America to donate $50 today, we're going to be over 3,000, which is incredible.
And you will send Hugh Hewitt into apoplexy. I hear him in his first hour. All he does is obsess about how you are owning him.
It's our listeners. Our audience is so generous, and a huge part coming from Dallas-Fort Worth. All right, let's get down to business. I want to do the Jerry Jones thing with you at some point, but before we do that, that's a local Dallas story, but I got a local Tampa story making news. Well, it's a national story.
When LeBron asks why nobody's talking to him about Jerry Jones, it becomes a global story.
And I want to do that. I want to tackle that, but there's also a really intriguing story about the police chief of Tampa.
What?
Have you heard about the police chief?
Can't
say. Mary O'Connor is in some hot water. Mm-hmm. She and her husband were out on a golf cart the other day.
Yeah,
about a week or so ago, maybe it was longer than that. I'm going to get all the details from our newsman, Roger P. Schulman. But she's out driving around on a golf cart that should have had a license tag on it. I don't know how it works in Texas.
Oh, no.
You're not able to drive golf carts just on the road.
Yep.
You know, in Florida, where I live in Tampa Bay and St. Pete, I see a lot of really cool looking golf carts, and they got the red, you know, hazard thing on the back. They've got a license plate. And it's like a vehicle.
That's
and you've got to register.
$50,000 golf cart. Absolutely.
Like, no kidding. And you can't. So she's out driving around with her husband illegally.
Yeah.
Now, listen to the exchange. We got the receipts, as the kids say, because the body cam was rolling, and it has been released by the Pinellas.
We have body cam of this. 14
no
controversial
kidding.
Shootings. We seem to have had them all, but we have body cam for this.
It does not go well for Tampa Police Chief Mary O'Connor. Check this out.
I'm Deputy Chief of the Sheriff's Office. Stops you because you're driving a tag or unregistered vehicle with no tag on it on the roadway.
Yeah, we went to the club. It was closed, so we went over and picked up some.
Is your camera on?
It is.
I'm the police chief in Tampa.
Oh, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Okay.
I'm hoping that you'll just let us go tonight.
Okay. Yeah, I'll say, now that you say you look familiar, so.
Yeah, I'm sure I do.
Okay. So, all right, folks. Well, have a good night. Staying over here in Eastlake Woodlands?
Yeah. We live in Eastlake Woodlands.
Yes. Okay. All right. Well, it's nice to meet you. So, I'm Deputy Jacoby.
Okay. Same here, my friend.
All right.
Take care of yourself. All right,
take care.
Sorry to bother you.
All right, no worries. No worries. Like I say, we have a lot of problem with the golf carting around here. You know, everybody
can go. We don't normally come out.
We never
come out.
The club
was closed.
No, wait, get ready.
It's the Greek place to get some food.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. All right, then. We'll take care.
Oh, no, Eric clipped it. Doggone it. He clipped it at the end. She hands him, I'll play it on the show full version. I want to hear the whole version.
Right.
She hands him a business card and says, if you ever need anything, you let me know. Well, and he goes, well, thank you, ma'am. Okay. I sure will. And then she says, serious. I'm serious.
Yeah.
In other words, Mark Davis, wisdom, Solomon, my wise friend.
Look at the time. Let's go to a break.
Should she lose her job?
Okay, leaning on him to give her a break because of who she is, that's never a good look. I'd like to think that 99 out of 100 people violating the golf cart rule probably get a warning and get let go, so it's not
she was let off from
a murder rap or anything. No. But that's not, she lose her job, no. I think she's probably embarrassed by this.
But you know what, Brent, you know what makes me crazy, though? And I've always cringed when somebody does one of those, do you know who I am?
Yeah.
And then he says, I thought I recognized you.
I'm sure you did. I'm so famous.
I'm the Tampa police chief. I don't know that she should get fired, but it is interesting about double standards and how somebody. And what's fascinating to me is she knew the body cam was rolling.
Yeah, well,
she's the one who says, I don't know if you can pick it up. She says, is your camera on?
That's right.
Because
changes the situation completely.
Well, no, he said yes. And then she said, well, I'm the Tampa police chief. If he says yes to me, I'm going to say, I'm the janitor over here at the Dew Drop Inn. Now, I did this one. You know, I've never in my life. Have you ever done it? Do you know when? I know you have.
What?
I know you.
What?
You've never, with a ticket or anything? Have you ever gotten out of a ticket?
No.
One time I've done this. Now, I didn't do it. I would never in a million years. Oh, yeah, I'm a big mouth on the radio. Do you know what I mean? I was going in Dallas. I was on the Stemmons Freeway to meet a donor for Gallagher's Heroes, the Fallen Officer Fund. And I was going to get a check for $20,000 to help.
Did you throw down military honors?
I did not. I'm
Is that
flying.
Like stolen valor ticket avoidance?
Here's what I did. The cop pulls me over. I'm late, and I was running late for the appointment, and I was speeding.
Yep.
And I did. I thought, okay, he got me.
Yeah.
But I thought, I'm not going to say a word. You know, I gave my driver's license. He says, where were you going?
Good.
Well, Mark, I can't lie to a police officer.
Of course,
I said, I'm going
to tell him.
I'm going to go pick up a check for $20,000 to assist the families of fallen police officers for the Mike Gallagher Show Fallen Officer Fund.
Yes.
He looks at me, he says, you think I can give you a ticket? Have a good day. Thank you, sir. Slow down. But I didn't initiate it.
You were simply asked the question. You answered in a full and detailed fashion.
I would have never said. So somewhere there's a police officer in Dallas who I.
There you go.
I don't know. And meanwhile, we haven't even gotten to California reparations. Did you see this story?
What?
A reparations committee in California is recommending that descendants of slaves in California should be compensated, are you ready for this? $223,000 apiece.
Descendants of slaves, also known as virtually every African American?
Well,
recently arrived from Jamaica or something.
California
like that.
Wasn't even a slave state.
Well, still.
They want to set aside $569 billion in California. You don't think they're crazy in California? $569 billion to compensate 2.5 million black Californians who suffered setbacks. Oh, come on. I always predicted the day that white or non-black citizens have to pay black residents for slavery is the day the people are going to lose their minds. I mean, this is light your hair on fire. In this economy where people are struggling and as tough as it, $223,000 apiece.
I think the good news of this is it goes nowhere, and every time people bring it up, it's just posturing.
I guarantee you. I'll bet you it's going to happen. I'll bet it's going to. You wait and see. I mean, they're saying discussions are underway.
I'll bet you on that.
The task force, they have until June of 2023. You watch and see.
It is California.
It is California.
All right. Hey, next Tuesday, we got to get Herschel Walker across the finish line.
Let's do it. It's the last day of early voting. Tell us, and you got a bunch of listeners in Georgia. Badger them lovingly to get out there and early vote today. It's the last day of early voting, and we're going to do this for Herschel.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.